You know, Brittany, nothing gives me naked confidence like hitting the gym first thing in the morning. The rush, the endorphins, it just sets the tone for the entire day.
Ooh, I like that. Naked confidence.
Yeah.
It's all about the perfect playlist for me. The right music can uplift my mood instantly.
You know what a close second is for me?
What's that?
Not stinking. That's why I use Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's like a secret weapon against odor, powered by mandelic acid.
Yeah, you're odor-free for up to 72 hours. I love how Lumi tackles every odor concern with natural ingredients, and I appreciate its versatility. I've tried it everywhere, from pits to feet. It never disappoints. Plus, it's baking soda-free and pH balanced for safe use.
And the fact that it's clinically proven to block odor all day, well, that's a game changer.
Definitely. And with Lumi Starter Pack, new customers can get $5 off with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. It's a great deal for a fresh start.
Don't miss out on feeling confident everywhere you go. Visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TLC for a special discount.
That's LumiDeodorant.com. Cheers to confidence with Lumi. He's at the edge of the bed, and then he sits on the bed and rolls back. And show there's a fucking huge hole in his boxers and his balls are just like staring at me. It's the only thing out of it. It's just like these big ass balls. And I was not prepared. He was like, I think I should throw these out. He's just swinging back and forth with his balls out. Oh my God. I was laughing so hard. It was so weird.
And the best part is earlier
in
the
morning.
And
you're like, you had sex.
Oh, my balls were already out.
Yeah. So. You're like, I'm halfway there. It's fine.
You're listening to the Laughing Couple podcast with your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy. Join them weekly as they discuss topics such as relationships, kids, sex, parenting, all unfiltered and all with a healthy dose of laughter. Please welcome your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy.
You do so many
because I didn't like the first two.
Man, I think this is the longest we've gone without podcasting for quite some time. Like,
yes.
We're usually like weekly, we've been down to it, but we were taken out. We were very, very, very sick. I think that it was so hard because we were both like down and out. Like, usually one person is like really, really sick, and then the other person gets it immediately after. You were like 2 days, 3 days before me, but then like, you're still not well. It was awful.
I was 2 weeks before you, and then it got progressively worse, and then it got progressively worse. And then whatever I had at the end is what you ended up getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I carried on.
Yes. Carry on mowing.
It's been a long time. We usually don't get sick at the same time. And then you usually get sick first. Which is a big deal around the house. And then I get sick afterwards.
Pardon me?
And by the time I get
as
sick,
in,
it's
like
no
my
longer
absence
a big deal.
Is noted because I do everything. Is that what you were referring to? I hope so.
I do everything. That's you're right. You do everything. I do absolutely nothing. That's, I don't even know how to argue that because I don't do
right?
anything.
It's, How would you know?
How would I know? I just sleep all day and that's what my life looks like. My calendar seems full every single day, but apparently I just do absolutely nothing.
So you're allowed to throw shade, but I can't come back at you?
You can't throw that kind of shade.
Yes, I can. You just literally said the whole house stops.
No,
a big
I didn't
deal.
Say that. It's a big deal when you get sick.
As
it is
in
a big
like,
deal
oh
when
my
you
God,
get
I'm
sick.
Blah, blah. Yeah, because my absence is noted.
It always.
Doing all the things.
I notice when you're absent because you're absent.
Okay. Is this how we're starting this off this week?
No.
Interesting.
No.
All right.
No.
I'm going to meet you at your level. What else would you like to talk about? You have an I love you and you're annoying? Go for it.
I do have an I love you and you're annoying.
I'm sweating.
But I don't want to go with it. I don't want to do mine first. I want you to do yours first because you said you had something that you wanted to talk about that I did.
Oh, and I didn't say that, but I do have something.
Go do it.
Okay. So we've talked about this recently because I have taken on making the lunches every day because you are terrible at it. And then I would just remake the ones you made. So I was like, listen, I know this stresses you out. Let me make the lunches, right? Like that was our plan. I said, but if I'm making the lunches, I need you to do two things. One, can you please clean the lunches the day before? Always the day before, because your mornings have a way of getting away from you sometimes, like whether that's work, whether you're sick, whether you're shitting
yourself.
Because
I'm so busy doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, So I asked you to make sure that you just clean the lunch pails the day before so that I'm not waking up and having to also clean the lunch pails and then grab breakfast. There has been a lot of times since we've done this in this week. I understand that we were both sick, but like, you don't even like, you made such a fuss when I asked you to clean that lunch yesterday when you had the air fryer and the lunch. And I just spent the last hour pre-cleaning before the cleaning company came. I'm not done. And I had previously done that the day before as well, cleaned the lunch again, which is super frustrating. And I know it's minuscule, but I think that because we both had this agreement that I'm doing this so that you can help me with that, that really bothers me. Because now I'm stuck in the morning being like, fuck, I have to clean this. And I made Cooper's breakfast today as well.
I completely understand where you're coming from, and you're absolutely correct. We do have an agreement. First of all, thank you for recognizing that I'm not good at lunches, and thank you for recognizing that it stresses me out, and thank you for compromising our original agreement, changing our original agreement so that it makes more sense for our family. Our kids really enjoy your lunches more than my lunches, and so they were grateful for that as well.
Not to mention you pack peanut butter.
And I put peanut butter in the lunch, yeah. But
a huge fucking container.
I was sick and I was not thinking. Yeah, that's and weird. It was on the counter and I just Either threw way. It into the lunches. But anyways, I appreciate that you do those things. And so when I don't fulfill my end of the bargain, which is now a fraction of what I had to do.
Yeah, it's really annoying. It would
be very frustrating.
And it's annoying for me to ask you to do those things.
I get that. Yesterday, I didn't put a stink up because I had to clean it. I put a stink up because I had just finished shitting myself.
Yeah, but you were like, ugh. And
I was shaking and convulsing on the couch. And you're right. I did not do that. I should have done that. I did not do that. But instead of recognizing that I had just shit myself and was not feeling like me, normal me, you recognize what I had not done. And I was just like, of all the days for you to point out my inefficiencies, right now is not it.
Ryan, this goes back to you should have done it the day before.
Of course I should have done it the day before.
So that we're
and
not,
I didn't. I know. And instead of you weren't should sick. Have, I shoulded myself.
You weren't sick the night before. You just didn't do it.
I just didn't do it because we had a house full of people that were being entertained.
And we all went to bed and you sat on the couch and you stayed up.
I should have done it the night before. I didn't do it. That's my inefficiencies.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a situation where I am inefficient. I didn't do what I should have done when I could have done it. Now it's time to do it. And I was just not feeling up to it.
I get it. And that's why I took the liberty of literally doing every other thing before the cleaning company came here. The only thing I asked you to do was clean out those things because I didn't want them in the sink. They didn't clean the other side of the sink because all of those dishes were in the sink.
My apologies, Britt. I was shitting myself.
I get it. It's just there's always something. That's why I ask you to do it the day before.
There's not always something.
When you don't do something in the morning.
It's not an everyday situation where I find myself waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning with shit in my pants.
That's not what I'm referring to. I'm saying when you don't do something in the morning,
random Tuesday.
It's because you had this, this, or this. That's why I say, can you please do it the day before?
I was inefficient. Thank
you. That's really annoying.
I totally get it. I get that that would be annoying. And I get that my response to you would have been annoying. And all I'm saying is I was not able to even stand up when you were asking me to do that. I had two baths yesterday that were hour long baths.
Which can I tell you?
The last time I was in a bathtub.
Can I tell you? It was the fucking weirdest thing. I knew you were in the bath, but for everyone that doesn't know, we don't have like a standalone tub. Like we opted for a shower in the master bath. We didn't do
it's
a bath. It's
called the primary bedroom.
The primary bedroom. And we have the bath shower duo in the kids room. So like quite literally, I don't think you've ever taken a bath. So no, you're like, I'm taking a bath. I was like, okay. Cause our hot tub is,
I don't know a lot right of now. Dudes that take baths.
So I go upstairs. And the curtain's closed, right? I open the curtain.
For good fucking reason.
The water, there's no soap or anything. It's just this like lukewarm, like muggy water. Ryan, he's just holding his dick. Like essentially 2/3 of your body is out of the water because you're just so big. And you're just sitting there like, help me. Honestly, I was like, I don't know what to say right now, right? You look so weird. You looked like an overgrown child.
You said note to self. Next time a house, we're getting a bigger tub.
It was so bizarre seeing you. You looked like this big, what's that movie with Robin Williams? Jack. Like you were a child in an adult body trying to have this bath.
Fat guy in a little coat. That's what I looked
like. It was the holding the dick for me. You were just like, don't look at me.
I'm fucking hideous. I felt like shit.
Like
I
was your knees shitting. Are like up to your cat. Anyways, I get it. You were sick. You had a bath. It's annoying. Please don't do it anymore.
Okay, so here's my I love you and you're annoying. And it's very important because this is going to sound like people are like, oh, boo. Language is important. Words are important. And how you structure words actually matters. And if it doesn't matter, it's because you're not paying attention. Yesterday, you had asked me, well, in the state that I was in, can you start the car for me? Because there was some freezing rain. Can you start the car so that it's warm for Cooper and I when I drop the kids off at school? And I said, yeah, no problem. So the car is a push button start, right? So you don't put the keys in and turn it. You push the start button. Everyone and their mother knows that when you go into a car and you press the button to start the car, you bring the keys with you. And the reason you bring the keys with you is because if your car accidentally locks and your keys are in the car, you can't get into your car. Everybody and their mother knows this. So what do? I start the car. I put the keys right at the front of the where you guys are leaving. And I get a phone call 20 minutes later from you saying that you left without the keys. So you drove the car without the keys. Right now, the car should have been dinging and should have been telling you that no keys exist, but it didn't for whatever reason. It didn't do that. And that's fine.
Keep in mind, this is your parents' car.
I understand.
Not your car.
My car rules still apply. Right. So you call and instead of saying, hey, Ryan, I forgot the keys. You said, Ryan, you forgot to put the keys in the car and now I don't have keys.
Mm-hmm. I did say that.
I did that. Oh, okay. You took zero responsibility, put the blame entirely on me for you not bringing the keys to the car.
Like, as you're saying,
and you're doing this with the woman right beside you because you forgot your cell phone.
I did, yeah.
You forgot the keys and you needed to borrow some woman's cell phone. And what do you say in front of this woman? You forgot to do this.
See what's
and now I'm stuck at school. And now you need to come and bring the keys. Hold on. To me.
I wasn't mean like that. I was literally beside a girl that I talked to and I wasn't mean. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, babe, you forgot to give me the keys. I wasn't like, you fucking idiot. Right. You left me here.
I forgot.
I was not
the fuck
rude.
I forgot.
I was not rude.
I started the car for you. You're welcome. I scraped the car for you. You're welcome. You didn't bring the keys to the car.
So correct. I did not. I think it's funny because I did I asked you to start the car and this is where like the disconnect is. I've asked you to start the van multiple times for me and I was in the
van needs the keys to turn on.
I understand. But again, we had your parents' car. So I hadn't driven your parents' car yet. I did not even like process that there was no keys in the car.
Yep. I get it.
I got in the car being like, okay, I'm going, not even realizing that there wasn't a key.
I get it.
So it wasn't me being like, I purposely forgot, you idiot. Like, I just am always under, like, I drove the van. So.
I understand. Listen, I understand how you made the mistake. I don't care about the mistake. What so I care
for me,
about
for me in my, is
for
in my
you
mindset,
to say
it
in
was
front of
your
another
fault.
Woman that it was my fault. It wasn't my fault.
It was your fault.
I forgot to put the keys in the car.
You did. And I asked, like, it's funny because you're giving me all this shit in the morning. I'm like spiraling around doing all of the things because you're sick. So I dropped the kids off. You didn't come. I did all of those things and you didn't come. And I'm like, hey, you forgot to make. And you're like, well, fuck you. Like, it was your fault in my mind. It was you, not me.
Shout out to Claritin for providing samples and sponsoring this episode. Full disclosure, I was listening to you talk the other day and I was thinking to myself, why does he sound that way? And then I remembered that it's allergy season and that's just your voice because you're so stuffed up.
Ah, yes, the old allergy congested accent. Luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Oh, perfect. So I won't have to listen to you speak like this for the next few weeks.
What? You're not into it? It's not not endearing?
No comment. Designed for serious allergy sufferers like Ryan.
Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better.
Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies.
Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away.
So convenient. Just ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear.
And remember, only use as directed.
Guys, have you tried the new wellness shots from Good Vibes Juice?
We have, and they're amazing. Perfect for boosting immunity and feeling great.
Good Vibes Juice makes all natural wellness shots with ingredients that support your immune system.
And they honestly taste good. Plus, they're great to have before you feel sick or even to help you recover faster.
It's like having granny's homemade remedy, but conveniently pre-made.
They have three different shots to choose from: Sick Day, Get Well, and Turmeric Daily. The Sick Day shot has echinacea and ginger, known for fighting off colds and boosting immunity.
The Get Well shots feature elderberry, a superfood ingredient that helps increase immunity, and the Turmeric Daily has turmeric and chamomile. My personal favorite is the Turmeric Daily. It has turmeric and chamomile, which for me, having recently turned 40, is great for anti-inflammatory and calming properties.
What's great is that these shots are all natural with no preservatives or additives. You can take them as a shot or mix them with hot water for a soothing tea.
And here's the best part. Visit goodvibes.juice.com and use promo code TLC to get free shipping and 20% off your first order.
That's www.goodvibesjuice.com with promo code TLC. Let's boost our immunity and feel great with Good Vibes Juice.
So here's a perfect example of how we word things differently.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I can definitely apologize for being like,
you are, those are two different words.
No, I am like, I can admit that I could have handled that. No.
You can admit or you are admitting.
Stop it. You're saying semantics. I'm saying right now, I can admit that that was not the right thing to say. I'm trying to tell you that and you're being annoying.
No, you're saying I can do it, but yes, I'm refusing to.
I can say when I'm wrong. What are you talking about?
No, there's a big difference between I admit that I'm not
apologizing anymore. I don't care.
Well, you weren't apologizing before.
You were admitting that you are capable
of apologizing. You're just choosing not to.
When somebody says I can admit without being interrupted when I made the wrong decision, it's saying like right now I made the wrong decision. What are you saying? I'm so annoyed with you right now. That's what I just said. Like, I'm trying to apologize. I said, I can admit that those weren't the right choice of words. I should have said, hey, I forgot to grab the keys. Didn't realize that they weren't in the car. Can you bring them to me? I'm trying to say that I could have said that.
And you didn't even say thank you when I dropped
them off. Yeah, I was mad at you. I was like, fuck you. I did everything in the morning. I'm done with this podcast.
She was mad at me. So here's a great example. So while I was sick last week on Thursday, because I was super sick, you were super sick. We were terribly sick.
Yeah.
And we'll get into like what happened to our bodies. It's not good what happened to our bodies. But in the tail end of it on Thursday, I make myself a tea and lunch, and I put my lunch into the microwave, set it for 2 minutes. And I know, don't chirp me. Microwaves are bad, but whatever. And I set the kettle. And then I go upstairs and I go to the washroom, and then I get a text message, and then I get an email, and then I start responding to my emails. Well, then I can hear that the kettle is starting to go, and we have an old school traditional metal kettle. Exactly.
That was really good.
That was so good, Brittany.
Thank you.
So I can hear that it's just about to go off. So I holler down to you, Britt, can you take the kettle off?
Yeah, and I'm like comatose on the couch dying.
That's fine.
It's important.
Baby, I'm not blaming you for any of it. This is the difference between you and me.
Every time you tell the story, you blame me. Every time.
No.
Brittany, fucking burn me.
No. No, I don't. This is what I'm trying to say to you.
That's what you told Jake. Jake, did he not say this morning?
I was joking.
Brittany, it doesn't matter. And then
what did I tell you, Jake?
You still say it.
What did I do? I said, we both did Jake's things. Like I burnt myself.
The child between the parents. Yeah. Like, don't make me choose.
I said, I burnt myself.
No, you said Brittany fucking burned me is what you said.
We both made mistakes, but I burnt myself. I'm responsible for burning myself. Yeah, so anyways, so I come downstairs about 20 minutes later. Now, I had forgotten about the tea and I'd forgotten about my lunch, because that's what happens when you're not doing anything, you know? And so I come downstairs and I'm like, oh shoot, I forgot the tea.
But what I didn't do is when Ryan hollered and said, can you turn that off for me? Literally, I just flipped the lid open so that the steam could come out. I didn't turn the burner off, and I didn't take it off the burner because I literally thought he was going to be down like 3 seconds later.
I wasn't.
So should have done. I can admit that that was not the right decision to do. And I am admitting that I definitely should have turned the burner off and taken it off of the burner. But I did not do those things.
Responsible people would do that. But you were sick. And this is what I'm trying to say, Brittany. Oh, I'm not blaming you for this. I'm not blaming you. I am responsible for this.
Small little digs in
here. I turned the kettle on. I asked you to turn it off. I took 20 minutes to come downstairs. By the time I got downstairs, it was burning because there was no water left. It had evaporated because it was still on hot. All that she did is turn the top off so that it wasn't screaming at us, but it was still boiling.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got there, I'm like, what's that smell? And so I lifted up the lid and I thought, oh my God, there's no water in here. And it was burning like the sediment at the bottom yeah. of it. And again, I'm sick. You're sick. You aren't of the right mind. I'm not blaming you for it because I probably would have done the same thing considering the state of mind we were in. I grabbed the kettle at the top and as I picked it up, it was hot as fuck. Now it's got a wooden handle on it. So obviously the wooden handle protected it, but even the wooden handle was hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh shit. And I didn't really know what to do, but I knew that there was no water in the kettle. So in my thought process was I'm going to put water in the kettle so it stops burning. So I bring it over to the sink. I'm holding the kettle and I put the water on with my left hand. Well, when you've got metal that is burning and it is so hot and you put water on it, you superheat steam. The water and turn it into steam immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that steam came up faster than you could possibly imagine. And it just destroyed my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm screaming. I'm like, fuck me. What the fuck, Brittany? Brittany, fuck.
What the fuck, Brittany? I'm like sleeping upstairs. The sound machine's on. So it's like, shh. And it's like, fuck yeah.
What the fuck? What the fucking fuck?
I'm like, what is happening? I have to go to the hospital.
I'm like, oh my God. So you know in movies, like Hollywood movies, where the bad guy's chasing someone in an industrial scene and they set up the pipes to like blow steam in their face. And you think to yourself, oh, like how much could that hurt?
You know what?
It fucking hurts.
I always think of the bone collector. There's a part in the bone. Do you remember the movie The Bone Collector with Angelina Jolie and Morgan Freeman?
I remember the name. I remember the picture.
There's a part in it where somebody dies via steam, and that's all I think about.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you.
They do die.
They do die.
Like, yeah, they did, Bunny Bone Queens.
Because it doesn't just burn.
Yeah.
It burns for an hour.
Yeah,
it was just bad. Constantly burns. I am laying in bed with my hand. I'm like, this is not going away. This pain is mm-hmm. not going away. And I tend to deal with pain relatively good. Not sickness. I agree. I'm not the best being sick. Actually, no, I'm not bad being sick.
Mm-mm. You're not.
I'm okay. I was waiting for you to, I could admit that. I was waiting for you. I could have. Anyways, I'm not bad when I'm sick. I'll never kill you. You know, this is on tape.
Oh, on tape.
People can see your face.
Oh, I know.
Your face is.
No, you're honestly not bad. You're just. Like when you are really sick, you are like, you do not do anything.
But let's be honest.
But when I am sick, I still do all of the things because I do everything in this house.
But let's be honest.
Moms can't get sick.
And Jake, you can attest to this. You don't have to take sides. You can attest to this. I will be sick and I will be sick for weeks because I just work through my sickness.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Until I get to a point where I can't work through my sickness anymore.
And you're annoying
anymore.
Because I'll be like, and go lay down. I'll be like, go lay down. You're not doing well. Like before you get to the point where you're like down and out, I'm like, go, go, go. I'm fine. And then you're not fine. And then you want to lay down at the worst possible time.
So I think it's important to note or to state that I am good when I'm sick. It's just if I get sick for way too long and I can't be sick anymore,
go
then I shut down.
Go back to Usher, please. Let it burn. Let's finish the story.
Anyways, I don't remember where we're going with that story, but oh yeah, the difference between
pain.
I yeah sure oh yeah yeah and it hurt a lot
yeah.
Like Jesus, it hurt a lot. You know what saved me?
Me,
honey,
me?
No, not you. Are you kidding me? Not
I'm
you,
your honey.
Not you. You want to talk about oh, not doing
honey.
Anything?
What are you talking about? You ran upstairs. I'm literally sleeping.
My hands on fucking fire.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what do we do? What do we do? I'm like, run it underwater. I grabbed the polysporin. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Like, I don't know what to do here because you were like blaming me without blaming me. Until I said, like, sorry, are you mad at me for this? Because I didn't do this to you.
Yes.
And you're like, no, it's not your fault. I said, okay, like, I'm really sorry. I could have done this and this. But
I did think it was quite stupid of you to not take it off the burner or turn the burner off.
I helped you. What are you talking about? I helped you. What would you like me to do?
I helped
fucking
you.
Fucking lick your hand? Like, I put polysporin on. Not good for we you. Weren't and allowed
way,
to do
polysporin,
that.
By the way, polysporin, not good for you.
Anyway, I couldn't do much. And then I went back to sleep because I was dead. And then you're like, I have to go to the hospital. And I was like, no, I don't think you should. Then you ran it underwater. I stood there with you staring at it, giving you my silent support. And then I went back to bed. And then everybody we meet, you're like, do you see my fucking hand? Brittany burned my hand. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
No.
The only person you didn't say that to was your parents. And you kept looking at me being like, is she going to take any responsibility for this shit?
Well, second degree burn is not, it's not fun.
No.
But I will say,
it looks gross.
This is the thing, Britt.
And you have your hand like in view. So people will be like, what'd you do? And you'd be like, well, my wife fucking burnt me. Actually, I have a text message you sent to our management being, I'm going to read it verbatim because you say that you don't like blame me. Hold on one second. Because our management asked like, hey, how are we feeling this week? You go, I'm on the mend-ish. Britt's still out of commission. Sometimes you have rough weeks. Sometimes you have bad weeks. This is a bad week. Then he sends a picture of his burnt hand. This is second degree burns. Brittany did this to me. That's the type of week it's been. But don't worry. He doesn't fucking blame me.
Read the rest. Because I totally... backtrack that. No, that was funny.
No, it wasn't.
That was meant to be funny.
There is also nothing that like takes that away. You're like, it's a long story. PSA. When a metal kettle has no water in it, but it's left on burning stove, take it off and leave it alone or take it off and put it in the sink and hammer it with water. The answer is always A. No part of that said, Brittany didn't do this to me. I was just kidding. And hold on. The picture that you sent them is like there's droplets of water all over your hand that look like blisters. It's inaccurate.
They are blisters.
They're not. Those are droplets of water. Anyways, it's a really shitty burn. But that's how you lead. That's how you've been leading the last 2 weeks. My fucking wife, third degree burns.
It's second degree burns, by the way. And the reason I know second degree, not third degree, is because it burnt.
Have we talked about anything?
No. Other than this? 22 minutes of this garbage.
Oh, my God. Okay. I do want to tell a funny story. So in the midst of our sickness, this is before I was sick and when you were like really not doing well. I think this is before the eye gunk, though. So you were sleeping upstairs. I think this was last Saturday.
And it was the eye gunk. This is when the eye gunk started.
Maybe. So you're like, Brittany, come here. Because I was annoyed with you. I ended up taking Cooper somewhere. Oh, it was Saturday. I told you to go sleep in the morning. I'm like, go sleep. Because I had to pick up a present and take Riley to a birthday party. And I didn't want to be taking Cooper at that time. So I wanted you to rest. And you were like, now.
I wanted to be with the kids. It's a Saturday.
No, you sat on the couch and were dying. So I said, go rest. Doesn't matter. You didn't rest. You literally rested as I was leaving and then told me to take Cooper. So I was not happy with you. And then I didn't realize how sick you were. So I was annoyed. And then when we came home, you're like, listen. I know you're mad at me, but I gotta show you something. I'm like, I'm not mad. I was just like frustrated. And you're like, okay, I don't have to show you this. I'm like, okay. So he's in the bedroom. He's in the bedroom.
Like, where's this story going?
He has a t-shirt on and he has boxers on. No, briefs. They're tight. Is that what those are called? Boxer briefs?
Boxers.
Boxers? No, boxers are loose.
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. They were tight and that's important. So he's wearing these briefs and he's like, I'm going to do this one time and one time only. I'm like, okay. So he's at the edge of the bed and then he sits on the bed and rolls back and there's a fucking huge hole in his boxers and his balls are just like staring at me. It's the only thing out of it. It's just like these big ass balls. And I was not prepared. He was like, I think I should throw these out. He's just swinging back and forth with his balls out. Oh my God. I was laughing so hard. It was so weird.
And the best part is earlier in the morning, you're like, oh, my balls were already out.
Yeah. So. You're like, I'm halfway there. It's fine.
Living on a prayer.
Yeah.
In the morning, I was so not there. I'm like, oh man, I pulled out these boxers and I put my one leg in it and I looked at the, and there's a hole in it, a little hole in it. And I'm like, oh fuck, my leg's already in here. So I'm just going to commit to the other one. And then by the end of the day, walking around and doing all of the things that I do, apparently is zero. it had ripped further. And so I had noticed it and I thought, oh, Brittany will like this. And then there's a part of me, because I knew you were mad at me, but I don't think you realized how bad my eye was when you were mad at me.
I didn't know at all. I was just annoyed. I knew you were really sick and I wasn't mad at you. I was frustrated that when I offered you the opportunity to go lay down in a place where you can actually get better and not have to like quasi parent because you were on the couch just in a zone, you didn't take it. And you do this all the time. And then so that when I'm leaving, then you're like, well, I can't. No, I'm like, no, don't nap now.
Anyways, yeah. So I knew you were upset at me and you were upset. You were mad.
We did. We had a conversation about it.
You were flat out mad at me. And so I just thought, you know, this will just brighten
her, my balls.
This is just going to brighten her day. It's going to brighten her day.
It did something.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes?
You stink.
Okay.
I stink too. Don't worry. Everyone actually stinks. And it's normal to have body odor, just in case you needed a reminder.
Okay. Thank you for that. But the best part is you don't have to stink. Just try Lumi whole body deodorant.
You're right. And Lumi's powered by mandelic acid, tackling odor for 72 hours from pits to feet, even private areas.
It's incredible. Over 300,000 five-star reviews, and you can literally use it everywhere.
And the scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or my personal favorite, toasted coconut, make it refreshing.
Plus, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that's over 40% off.
Stay confident from head to toe with Lumi.
Try it with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
That's code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. Stay fresh, everyone.
I forgot about that.
I did not. Yeah, it's fucking ingrained in this ball sack.
You know what's crazy about being sick? Like you can do all of the right things, say all the right things, make all the right moves. And then when your body decides that it's done with you,
yeah.
you got no chance.
You got nothing.
You got no. I am a 39-year-old grown ass man. I'm a business owner. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a provider. I shit myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did. But that was 2 nights ago. You
sleeping.
Woke up at 3:30 and you shit.
A shit. In the bed.
Hold on. And Cooper goes, did you shart? And you're like, no, I fully pooped. He's yeah. like, I was beside you. Did you poo on me? You're
yeah,
like,
he was no. so mad at me.
Yeah.
And so here's the best. So because Cooper was laying beside me, Riley was going to New York City. So she was sleeping with you. It was last night. She was sleeping with you. So Cooper obviously had to sleep with me. And Cooper was not sleeping very well. He was touching me. He was like kicking me. He was coming close to me. He just, I think he was worried and just didn't know how to take on that. And so he was so cute. He put his hand on my neck and just started rubbing my neck for a little mm-hmm. while, which is really cute. But anyways, he ended up coming like really close to me. And so I woke up. I was like, oh my God, my back is killing me. Cause I'm literally now on the, it's a king size bed and I've got like 6 inches and my body's like 12. So I'm like, oh my God, my back is killing me. But he's so close to me. I didn't actually wake up shitting. I was awake-ish. And I thought, oh, man, my stomach's not feeling good. I feel really bloated. And so, you know, you like, let's toot one of those things out.
Been there.
And I did. And I was like, oh, my God. And that's how I shit myself. I didn't wake up shitting myself. I woke up and shit myself.
Yeah.
It happened at the exact same time.
It's totally better. Yeah. That's better. So, at least you were in your own house. Like, I did that at the hotel. In the Continental Park. That's what happened to me.
You also did that at the dinner table at my parents' house last Christmas.
I didn't shit myself at the dinner table. What are
you
talking about?
You excuse yourself because you shit yourself.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I promise you that did not happen.
Okay. People forget.
I didn't shit. Some people don't. I did not shit myself. I was so sick last Christmas, but I didn't
shit
myself.
You pooped in your pants.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, then you lied to all of us.
No, I didn't. I went upstairs and like had some things happen. I didn't poop my pants.
You said you shitted yourself.
No.
Anyways, speaking of Christmas is coming up and I did want to have a conversation about Christmas because.
Yeah. I don't. What are you? You were saying you don't like the early gifts or something. What is that about?
I think we talked about this last year, but you know how couples will be like, oh, we need a new couch or we need
like
a new chair
out, like,
or we need something yeah. like let's, oh, we'll get this for ourselves for Christmas.
Right.
This will be our Christmas gift for each other.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, yeah, sure. That's our Christmas gift for each other. But I don't know about you, Jake, but I know that for me as a man, come Christmas time, if I don't get a Christmas gift for you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, if I don't get one, I'm fucking pissed.
No, if I don't get a Christmas gift for you, I think there's a part of you that's like, oh, you didn't get
me. Oh my God, zero in inaccurate.
But I will say this, whether that part exists or not.
Not for me.
For me,
it does.
No, yeah, of course it does.
Oh.
No, not me getting a gift. Oh, okay. Me giving a gift.
Very confused here. Yeah. Okay.
Me giving a gift.
Yeah.
I can't be like, oh, and guess what? The last present under the tree is this couch here. Remember, we bought this couch.
But you know what's so funny, Ryan, is you do that. You're like, just remember, we bought ourselves a fridge. Just remember, we did the bed. Like, that is actually what you say every Christmas. You're like,
name one Christmas I didn't get you something.
No, I'm not saying you haven't got me something. I'm saying you say that you don't say that, but you do. You're like, we're not doing gifts, remember? Because I got you the bed. We got the fridge. That's our gift. Like, I know.
And then I get you a gift.
And I don't care. Yeah. Like, that's never me. Like, I'm not a big, like, I don't need that. And I would absolutely rather have a couch. And I totally understand and can appreciate, like, the magic of, like, giving a gift. And we talked about doing it in January. We never friggin' did it.
Yeah, the January 20th. Oh, no. Let's be very clear. I did get you a gift in January.
What did I do?
You didn't get me one.
No, but I did something.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I got it. Stop.
We went on a float. We went for a float.
I love how you're saying I didn't get you that. I literally planned that day. And we did that for us to have a date day. That was my gift.
Yes, it was given to us.
Because I reached out and asked if this is something I want to do. And if that works for you, I can also help you promote it. It's a small business.
Okay.
That was literally my gift because I wanted an experience. It was interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, there was no Christmas gift for me last year. There was no anniversary gift for me. And there was no January 24th gift for me either. And there was no birthday gift for me. Oh my God. There was just very little things that were given to me last year. Oh.
It's very silent right now.
No. Anyways, going back to what I was saying, I was joking. I'm joking. It's all true.
Wow, you're taking a really long. It's not. Are you kidding? Oh my God. Just continue before I lose it right now.
Anyways, here's the thing about these gifts. You get your gifts. You guys decide that you're going to do this like shared gift. If you're going to do this shared gift, don't do it before Christmas, because by the time Christmas comes around, you've forgotten that you guys have done that. And there's this lunchbox letdown that exists. It's like, I still feel obligated to get you a gift, and I still feel like you want to get a gift, and I still feel like you want to get me a gift, and I still feel like you feel obligated to get me a gift. Why do we do this? Why do we have this? Like, let's do this like joint Christmas gift before Christmas. It's a terrible idea. It never works.
I think it's hard though, because you can't really, like, couches right now are 6 weeks out. So you don't really get to plan when you get that.
I'm not saying it doesn't have to be a couch. It doesn't have to be a fridge. It doesn't have to be,
I think that's just a very adult thing that people do. And it does take away the like tradition or magic of Christmas because it's very responsible. Yeah. And if anything, like, that is who we are. Like, we've talked about this before, but like, we never went on a honeymoon after our marriage. And our wedding. I don't know why it's after our marriage. After the wedding, we chose like the monetary gifts that people had given us. We chose to pay off the wedding instead of going on a honeymoon, so that we weren't in debt. And it was super responsible. But we have yet to go on a honeymoon, which is
we've been on trips.
100%.
We could call any one of them our honeymoon.
Agreed. But there is something to be said about being like, let's go on our honeymoon.
But we're not.
Anyway, I do agree. Like, I think that maybe we can both make a solid effort to get something for each other.
Yeah.
I usually take the lead in gifts for Christmas for the kids.
Oh, of course you do.
So
yeah,
it's definitely something that
I'm not allowed to.
Okay.
Cause you say I'm ridiculous and
you are.
And so you've taken that away from me.
Oh my God. It's so convenient. Just like you're bad at lunches so that I have to do that as well. This is very convenient. Anyways, I take the load. You would literally go out on December 23rd and be like, let's grab all of the presents. And
no, I wouldn't. Yes, you would. I would Amazon everything.
You would. And you would wait and it would be like forever. And you'd be like, oh, it didn't arrive in time.
Brittany,
you're not great at planning.
That's accurate.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't mind. I don't mind doing the gifts. It's honestly just something that which is not okay, that I have left to the end. And I'm like, fuck, I haven't even thought about that. And then we're like, and then I say to myself, like, oh no, this was our gift. And then I just leave it over here. So I will make a solid effort this year to get something other than a dual conjoined present.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah. That's okay. And yeah. do you want to do it so that you can open it on Christmas, or do you want to actually do our January 24th date gift thing?
No, I like to do it on Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. Last year we thought about it and we said, you know, there's a financial stress that exists on Christmas, and like, let's take out the financial burden. Let's eliminate your gift and my gift and whatever monetary value that is. Let's eliminate that. Let's pay off Christmas, whatever Christmas's debt looks like. And then let's buy them. Cause what did we call it last year?
What?
The 24th of January.
Oh yeah. We named it something.
It's like debt-free Christmas or something like that.
Yeah. Debt DFC or something.
Yeah. Anyways, it sounded like a good idea.
It did.
It wasn't.
But also I think it wasn't because
I got you Nike shoes, by the way.
Our January got really busy. I remember like it was like not, it was almost too close to Christmas. Like something was going on. I do remember being like, oh, this wasn't like, we were really busy and I don't know what we were doing.
Life.
Either way.
I don't know what I was doing because I don't do much.
You said it.
I know you were bit. You were probably busy, but probably I was probably doing just all of not the doing things. Anything.
Just sleeping a lot.
Yeah.
Getting
yeah,
burned. Definitely. Just lighting fires yeah, on like your body.
My whole thing is like, if you're going to do a fake Christmas, like, here's a good example. Last year we went on a cruise before Christmas. Now that wasn't our intention,
no.
But the cruise got canceled twice because of COVID, and this was when it was. And I feel like we did it at the beginning of December. So it was like 2 weeks. Uh-huh. We were in Florida. And then just because of the way that the cruise worked, we had to be in Florida early because of the flights, stayed there for a couple of days. Then we did the cruise. It was a beautiful trip, but it robbed me a little bit of Christmas.
You were saying that you felt like we missed December. I agree.
Because now we've moved. Your parents went to Florida early last year. So we had to do Christmas super early with them.
Right.
So we came back from Florida. We went right into Christmas with your parents. And then the following weekend was Christmas. Right. So we went right into Christmas with ourselves. It was just like, it was too rushed. It was.
And I think that's why I kept the Christmas decorations up till the end of January last year, because I felt like we just missed
it. Yeah. I felt like we missed it. And then we didn't get each other gifts. That was the first year I'd never got you a gift.
Yeah, I was pissed.
And I felt like you were.
I'm just kidding.
I felt like you were.
I wasn't at all. I didn't care at all.
I just, I don't know. It felt rushed for me. Even when even with the kids' gifts, we got them beautiful gifts. I just felt like, did we spend enough time thinking about this, or did we just get them gifts to get them gifts? Like, these are cool. Mm-hmm. These are awesome. But it just felt so rushed for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. So let's just recap.
No
minutes. We can do a dual gift if we want. Like, we do want to look into getting a new couch. But on top of that, let's get something for each other.
Can we just call that a new couch?
Sure. We don't want to say
it's that. It's not a Christmas gift.
All right. Fair enough.
It's not a Christmas gift. It's a new couch.
It's a Boxing Day gift.
We need a new couch. We're going to get a new couch.
Got it. So we're going to get ourselves presents.
Yeah. What?
We're going to get ourselves presents.
We're going to get ourselves presents.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to look at what we got the kids before we wrap them the day before Christmas so that you know and you don't feel like, this is like a surprise to you if you want something else. You never see what we get until you're like, oh my God, look at all these things.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like this actually, is such a spicy episode.
So here's the funniest part. So
I'm sweating.
We've become, this has been a little bit of a tradition. So Brittany and I, we wrap the presents together. And
literally on Christmas Eve.
No.
Yeah.
No, we did it last year.
We usually do it on the 23rd.
Yeah. Last year we did it on Christmas Eve, and what we always do is we grab a couple drinks, and then the last two years, instead of drinks, we had like a 5 milligram gummy.
Oh my God.
I don't recommend. I don't know what we did it the second year, because we would have
learned. I recommend. It was so funny. And then, but also like looking back at the end, what was hilarious, we filmed it just so we could watch it the next day, because Ryan had wrapped an entire present but didn't wrap the back of it. The whole back was just open, and then I'm like, what the fuck is that? He turns it around. So, and then you cut a piece of like wrapping paper and then like taped it on the side. It looked so shitty. It was so funny. Anyways, I highly recommend it. It was super fun. We just listened to music, wrapped presents down here, giggled. Laughed. Yeah. And like they were botched. Like I wish we took photos of each of the presents, how they were wrapped. Like I feel like we did a lot of like roll and twists. Like, do you know at the end where then you just wrap like a shit ton of tape on the end and it looks like this like mangled piece of candy. I'm excited to do it again this year.
The kids knew what gifts came from Santa and the kids knew what gifts came from us because like, the first gifts that were wrapped were from Santa and then we wrapped our gifts afterwards and it got like progressively worse each time. It was hilarious. It's fun. And it gave me a really good opportunity to see what those gifts were. But just a PSA for everybody. Pink eye is no joke.
And it's also... when everyone thinks of pink eye, they just think that like someone's shit in your eye. It's not like there's so many I know everyone does, but there's a strain of pink eye that basically just when you are super sick, like you were, then it just moves into your eyeballs. It is like fucking razor blades in your eyeballs.
Razor balls.
Every time
you
blink your eyes at night when you're sleeping and they close for more than 10 minutes, they're closed forever.
They don't unclose.
They're closed forever. And there's pus and then they're like crusted clothes. It's so gross.
Crusted clothes.
Anyways, no joke.
I've seen pink eye in kids and I thought, oh yeah, you got pink eyes. Like your eyes are pink. I didn't realize, and maybe because there's a different strand, I don't know. I didn't realize how bad it is.
Yeah, it is really bad.
And it takes you out for like a whole week. I got it on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I had pink eye until Friday.
Yeah, it was so bad.
And it hurts.
It does.
It's annoying. And then your eyelids are so thin. People don't realize how thin your eyelids are. And just by rubbing your eyelids, by the end of the week, your eyelids are like ripped apart.
Yeah. And like all around like your eyes, like around your eyes are so thin. It's like layers of skin have come off and they just burned.
It's
anyways.
Worse. I went to the pharmacist because on Sunday, I finally was like, I got to do something about this. This sucks. So I went to the pharmacist and I'm waiting in line. Finally, I get to the line and there's like this like pink eye eye drop stuff that you can have. So I had it in my hand and I said to the pharmacist, I'm sorry to bother you. I don't need anything, but does this work? And she's like, oh, I saw you come in. And I'm like, okay, cool. Does this work? And she's like, oh, you need to go to the hospital. And I'm
you're
like,
you're hideous.
And I'm like, okay, I just need to know, do these drops work for pink eye? And she's like, they're not going to work for you. And I said, okay, is there something here that would work for me? And she says, I can't give you anything here without you going to the hospital. You need to go to the hospital. I'm like, okay, cool. But like, I'm not going to go to the hospital. I got pink eye. So what here can I have for my eye so that it doesn't feel like this? And she's like, well, you could put a saline solution in your eye, which I was doing.
Which is what I told you to do.
And I said, okay. And will that help? She's like, that will help you get to the hospital. You need to go to the hospital. You've got, what'd she call it? Tissue damage underneath your eyes. Cause my eyes were
so gross,
so bad. She's like, you got tissue damage.
Oh, can we stitch a picture of Ryan right after this? Cause I have one.
When I got to the hospital.
It's not the one with his balls coming out.
When I got to the hospital, anyway, I felt like freaking Kanye West. I was wearing my sunglasses. It was late at night. And so I come in, whatever, the girl, I take my eye off and she's like,
take
my glasses off. And she's like, oh my God, what happened to your eye? I'm like, I have pink eye. And she's like, no, what happened to your eye? I'm like,
I don't know. That's why I'm here.
I'm like, I don't know. And so I get into there. This is the best because the girl, they send me right to the eye doctor or eye specialist. Woodstock Hospital, by the
way.
Unbelievable. We don't live anywhere near Woodstock, but someone said, go to Woodstock for your eye. I drove to Woodstock, which I shouldn't have done, by the way. Anyways, I drove to Woodstock. I get in. Same thing she says to me. Anyways, so she starts going through. She's like, oh, you're sick. I'm like, yeah, I'm sick. I've been sick for 2 weeks. That's why it kind of got into my eye. And so she gets to my throat and she's like, oh my God, like, you're sick. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why I'm here. And she's like, but you didn't say anything about your throat. I'm like, because I'm here for my eye. She's like, but you're sick. I'm like, yeah. She's like, we need to put you on antibiotics. She's like, your poor throat is destroyed. I'm like, yeah, but my eye, what's wrong with my eye? Anyways, pink eye. It's not the best.
It's gross.
Don't do it. Guys, if you have a choice, say no to pink eye. All right. Peace out. Anytime.
Doodles.
Hey, everyone.
I'm Emily Beerley.
And I'm Jennifer Chaikin.
And we're licensed marriage and family therapists.
Owners of The Therapy Group.
And hosts of the Shrink Chicks podcast.
Every week, we bring you a new episode where we dive into therapeutic topics like inner child work, dating anxiety, family dynamics, relationships, and burnout.
Making them more relatable and understandable, leaving the psychobabble behind.
We address the things you've been dying to ask your therapist but don't know how.
And work to help you stop shooting all over yourself with the expectations society can put on us.
Tune in every Monday to Shrink Chicks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Be sure to follow along and subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Prepare to learn all about you, because in order to grow yourself, you got to know yourself.